Some performers say Fortnite is stealing their dances and should share the wealth. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. In the insanely popular video game Fortnite, players can spend about $5 to unlock dances called emotes for their characters to perform. And these dances are everywhere in the real world. You see them on playgrounds, in pro sports, there are Fortnite dance classes. But the thing is, they're not really Fortnite dances. Most of them are borrowed, like the dance called Ride the Pony, which is pretty clearly Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
There's the one called Fresh, which is a dead ringer for the Carlton dance from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Back in July, Chance the Rapper tweeted at Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, and said the company should give rappers and artists credit and cash for their dances. A rapper named 2Milly has said he might sue Epic Games over his dance The Milly Rock, which is called Swipe It in Fortnite. Merlin Jean-Louis is a lawyer and a former dancer who's written about copywriting choreography. She said Fortnite is definitely taking liberties.
And they changed the name of some of the dances, too. Like, they changed the Milly Rock. They called it Swipe It. They called the Shoot Dance. They called it Hype. You know, so that's definitely appropriation. But is it copyright infringement? Not necessarily.
Jean-Louis said, in order to be copyrighted, a dance has to be considered a choreographic work, something more than just a few moves. Even that designation is rare, and even in that case, there would be a couple more steps for full protection.
Let's say, one, dance moves are considered to be choreographic works that qualify for copyright protection, right? If he's the one who created it and it's original to him, and he fixed it in a tangible medium, I researched it, he created a video called Milly Rock times 2Milly. So that particular move that he created is fixed in a tangible medium. It qualifies for copyright protection. It's copyrightable. And so he has the choice. That means he has the exclusive right to do whatever he wants it. So if he wanted to actually go after people who reproduced the dance and performed it, he could. But is it a good idea? You know? Again, that's a hypothetical, because the first step is like whether it's copyrightable in the first place.
But in the digital economy, when almost anything can become a viral sensation, Jean-Louis says artists can take steps to protect the works they create. For one thing, she said, once you make a video of an original dance, it's copyrightable. Like, remember this summer when Drake's song In My Feelings came out? A performer named Shiggy created a dance, and then people recorded themselves doing the Shiggy dance as part of this big Instagram challenge. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? You should look it up. It's super fun. So I asked Merlin Jean-Louis, what if the Shiggy dance showed up in Fortnite?
So I think, I may be in the minority for this, but I think Shiggy, he definitely has copyrighted work. He created that dance. He videotaped it and like put it on Instagram. It's public to the world. So it's copyrighted, definitely. Did he register it? No. Maybe he did not, but he still does. You don't need to do that in order to gain copyright protection. If you did that, did the threshold of videotaping a choreographic routine, that's definitely a routine. I think it's copyrightable.
We asked Epic Games for comment about the Fortnite dances, but the company did not respond. And now it's time for a look at the tech news stories that might have fallen through the cracks. The name of this segment is under development. Sorry, Slate, we didn't know. All right, 5G is here-ish. On Monday, Verizon activated what it's calling the world's first 5G network in four U.S. cities. This is not a super fast network for your mobile phone. It's home broadband service that is much faster, in theory, than what you can currently get from cable or satellite. But, and this is the part that I'm most interested in, it could eventually turn out to be some good competition for cable or satellite. I mean, Verizon spent years trying to build its super fast Fios network, remember that? But it is way too expensive and difficult to dig up the ground for new fiber optic cables compared to rolling out lots of wireless network radios and piggybacking on existing cell towers. And honestly, a big part of the reason people want strong net neutrality rules, because you probably heard about that in the news this week, is because there's not enough competition to keep big telecoms like Comcast from potentially abusing their power. And so even competition from Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or Sprint could really change the game. You know, in like several years when this actually becomes widespread. We hope. And that's it for Marketplace Tech. Email me about ideas for this new feature. I'm thinking of calling it the Marketplace Tech Story. You know, like Snapchat stories. Everybody steals that name, right? mptech@marketplace.org is my email. @MollyWood is my Twitter. I am Molly Wood. And this is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.